With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Rager. State wildlife officials say a freight train struck and killed a 2-year-old grizzly bear near West Glacier on Monday. The bear had been fitted with a GPS collar after being trapped in May east of Big Fork. It was relocated to the east side of Hungry Horse Reservoir. Wildlife officials say so far this year, 33 grizzly bear mortalities have been identified in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. Bears are classified as mortalities if they die, are euthanized, are taken to an accredited zoo or research facility, or relocated to another area in the state. More than 1,000 grizzly bears live in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, which includes Glacier National Park, parts of the Flathead and Blackfeet Indian Reservations, parts of 5 national forests, and other state and private land. Montana officials may never know who bankrolled the effort to qualify the Green Party for the state's 2018 ballot. The Green Party fielded candidates in the June primary after a political consulting company gathered thousands of signatures to qualify the party for the ballot. The Green Party says it didn't hire advanced micro-targeting, and state officials say the company doesn't have to reveal the source of its funding. U.S. government officials say the Fort Peck tribe owes $435,000 after mismanaging grant money meant to help poor people pay for their home energy use. The Billings Gazette reports the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General found that the tribal government gave money to ineligible people and did not refund unused money. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Shaylee Rager.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana officials may never know who bankrolled the effort to qualify the Green Party for the 2018 ballot. That's because state laws don't address anonymous groups paying signature gatherers to qualify minority parties for the ballot. The Green Party fielded candidates in the June primary after a political consulting company gathered thousands of signatures to qualify the party for the ballot. However, the Green Party said it didn't hire advanced micro-targeting to do the work. The state's campaign regulator says no law requires advanced micro-targeting to report who did hire them. Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan ordered the Montana Green Party to report the spending as a donation. Party coordinator Danielle Breck says she doesn't know who paid for the effort. University of Montana law professor Anthony Johnston says the legislature will have to address the loophole. The University of Idaho and the U.S. Forest Service's Boise National Forest say they've identified human remains from Native Americans in their holdings that will be turned over to present-day tribes. Documents made public earlier this week say the University of Idaho has portions of the left and right pelvis of a female and the upper arm bone of a male removed from a small cave in southwestern Montana in 1929. Officials say tribes from Montana and Idaho have been contacted to start a federal legal process to return the bones. Survivors of last year's shooting outside the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas have until October 1st to apply for the Nevada Victims of Crime Program. The Nevada Victims of Crime Office reports that 135 Montanans had tickets to the festival, but only 28 have applied for the program. It has funding available to reimburse out-of-pocket expenses resulting from the shooting, including medical bills and counseling copays not covered by insurance. Those outside of Nevada or with current payments due are still eligible and encouraged to apply, with the possibility for coverage of future expenses. A pair of campaign watchdog groups say they're filing complaints with federal authorities over the alleged illegal coordination between the NRA and the Republican candidate for Senate in Montana. The Campaign Legal Center and former Arizona Representative Gabby Giffords' nonprofit political organization are asking the Federal Election Commission to investigate what Matt Rosendale says in this recording released Thursday by the Daily Beast.
That's what sent the NRA over the line.
In that 54-second clip, Rosendale tells an unidentified person that he's aware of outside groups supporting his campaign, including the NRA Institute for Legislative Action. The watchdog group suggests his remarks show illegal campaign coordination. Rosendale's campaign says that's false and that the recording acknowledges nothing more than an NRA endorsement. Rosendale is challenging Montana's 2-term Democratic Senator John Tester in November. State wildlife officials say a freight train struck and killed a 2-year-old grizzly bear near West Glacier on Monday. The bear had been fitted with a GPS collar after being trapped in May east of Big Fork. It was relocated to the east side of Hungry Horse Reservoir. Wildlife officials say so far this year, 33 grizzly bear mortalities have been identified in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. Bears are classified as mortalities if they die, are euthanized, or are taken to an accredited zoo or research facility, or relocated to another area of the state. U.S. government officials say the Fort Peck tribes owe $435,000 after mismanaging grant money meant to help poor people pay for their home energy use. The Billings Gazette reports the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General found that the tribal government gave money to ineligible people and did not refund unused money. The Inspector General's audit report says the northeastern Montana tribes lacked policies, procedures, and internal controls that would have avoided the errors. The Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes dispute most of the findings, although they did acknowledge paying more than $30,000 to ineligible beneficiaries. The audit covered the years 2011 through 2015, when the Fort Peck tribes were awarded $4.1 million in low-income energy assistance program funds. A two-day symposium is underway at Montana's Little Bighorn College to discuss the merits and historical value of the 1868 treaties signed by the leaders of the Crow tribes and other Native Americans with the federal government. Yellowstone Public Radio's Steve Shadley reports.
The program honors the sesquicentennial of the agreement and is called Treaties That Live, an event funded by Humanities Montana. The Laramie Treaty with the Mountain Crow and the Fort Holly Treaty with the River Crow effectively set up the Crow Reservation. National Endowment for the Humanities Chairman John Parrish Petey is scheduled to deliver a keynote address Saturday.
What I really like about this conference is that it has Crow scholars, it has non-Native American scholars, and they're coming together to talk about the treaty, about the legacy of the treaty, and open to the general public. It has a side effect of bringing a lot of people together to learn about history.
The treaties allowed the U.S. military to build roads and trading posts on the Native territories, and in exchange, the federal government would provide food and other supplies to the Native Americans, including health care and education programs. Steve Shadley, YPR News.